What's up, girls, gays, and theys? Welcome to The Thought Topic, a comedy podcast about surviving your 20s. And honestly, we all really could use some help. It's me, Christian, your thought therapist here to help guide you to the best of my thoughty knowledge on all things adulting. So let's get it, shall we? Hey, thoughty babies. Welcome back to another episode of The Thought Topic with your host, me, Christian Sanchez. That's Christian like Dior. I'm so excited for this week's episode, y'all. I hope you had a great week. I hope you enjoyed the episode with Juliana from last week and you're feeling fit-spired, getting ready for hot girl summer, shot girl summer, if you got that vaccine. I know that I did. Anyway, this week's episode features the one and only iconic ass Miss Luca. Luca is a friend of mine that I met working in beauty here in the city. And I thought today would be a good opportunity for her to share her story with the thought community. Luca is not only an icon just because she's hilarious, she represents everything we're about here at Thought Topic with being confident, with being a bad bitch, with being empowered, but she is also a trans woman. And so she talks about her story on how she went from being a pretty like confident teenager into realizing what her like true identity was and becoming an adult and becoming a woman and how that made her have this like cool girl, awesome persona that she has now. I'm so excited for you guys to listen to this episode because you guys are gonna fall in love with her. Savannah and I definitely fell in love with her as we were interviewing her and just like laughing. When she came over to record this episode, it was our first time recording with the new equipment in our apartment. And we were drinking Prosecco and just having a good time. And it was just this really beautiful, fulfilling moment to be like, wow, Thought Topic's really stepping our pussies up. So I'm excited for you guys to get into it today. We talk about lots of different things. We talk about having confidence. We talk about how to deal with dating someone or hooking up with someone who you're not super into and rejecting them or, you know, if they're not super attractive. We also talk a lot about astrology. So if that's not really your thing, I'm sorry, not sorry. Yeah. So lots to come. So get ready, get excited. But first, I have a few announcements. Firstly, subscribe to the Thought Topic Patreon. If you subscribe to at least the Club Thought membership, that is the second tier. So if you subscribe to that one or the other two above it, you will have access to uncut episodes. I thought this would be a good incentive to get more people to sign up for the Patreon. So you will get all the full tea from every episode. The first one we're going to start uploading is actually the uncut version of today's episode with Luca, which you're definitely going to want to hear because I definitely spill some like messy tea about my life. And that doesn't always make it to the final cut of the episode. So if you're interested in seeing some more exclusive content, definitely subscribe to the Patreon, support our show. The link to that can be found in the episode description box and on our flow page in our social media bios. Also, submit a thought tale. A thought tale is a thoughty story, anecdote, question, anything that is thought-related content you would like to share with our community and that you would like me to read out loud to either embarrass myself, you, or I don't know. I guess you wouldn't want to embarrass a friend. But if you have a thoughty story you would like to share with us, please submit it. The forum for that is also in our flow page and episode description box. Y'all, thank you so much for supporting Thought Topic. I'm so excited to see our show grow every week. I feel like every week I find out a new person like reaches out to me on Instagram and says, oh my God, I love your show. Or we just get more downloads every week. And so it's exciting to see the thought community growing. I think people are just like itching to get ready for Thought Girl, Shot Girl summer. So maybe they're just feeling this energy of like empowerment. And I'm glad that I can be a part of that and that we can all be a part of it together. So it's exciting. If you like the thought topic, please subscribe. It helps our analytics and keep track of like who's listening, how many downloads are getting. Also share the show with a friend. leave a review, rate us, you know the drill. Lastly, make sure you're following us on social media, Instagram, Twitter. That is at The Thought Topic. There is a zero in thought. You can also follow me at Krishtun Sanchez. That is spelled C-R-E-S-H-T-U-N Sanchez on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. All right, y'all. So I think that's all I have for the show intro this week. So get excited, because without further ado, let's get into this week's episode. Here is Miss Luca. Miss Luca, hi.
Hello.
Welcome to The Thought Talk.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my god, your voice is so like sultry and buttery.
Oh my god, stop.
I'm swooning over listening to you.
Thank you so much. I should charge with all the listeners.
You really should. If you are listening to this episode of Thought Topic right now, you're fucking welcome for blessing you with Luca's beautiful vocal.
Go ahead and send me a Venmo. $ Miss Luca, M-I-S-S-L-U-C-C-A, Luca with two C's, don't forget it.
I love that. Anyway, welcome.
Thank you so much.
I'm so excited to have you.
Thanks
here.
For having me.
Yeah, so, okay, before we get into it, we have a lot of fun things to discuss today, but I just wanted to say I think you are so iconic, and since I conceptualized The Thought Topic, I was like, who really embodies this brand as a, I don't know, iconic-ass bad bitch, someone who doesn't give a fuck about what anyone thinks of them? And since I've known you, like, I know we're not super close, but that's always the perception I've had of you, of someone who's just, like, fully and freely themselves. So, not to get all, like, therapy-ish
no,
on
I love
you,
it.
But I'm like, I want to affirm that for you.
Thank you so much. Honestly, I really appreciate hearing that.
Yeah.
No, seriously, it's kind of funny that I'm here because I remember when we first met or, like, first encountered each other, and I was like, wow, this girl's, like, really hot. Like, she's so pretty.
Stop.
Like, she's so hot. Like, me at the beauty makeup store, so at Sephora. Seeing you, and yeah, like you're also iconic, and you're a bad bitch, and
yes.
You don't even need to open your mouth, so
Stop.
For me to know that.
Oh my god, no, that's how I feel. Okay, from one bad bitch to another, you can just feel the energy of another bad bitch in the room.
100%.
And it's not only that they are physically attractive, but it's also just like this energy of you're also friendly and welcoming. Like,
thank you.
Hotties who are not friendly, I always am like, hi.
Yeah.
And I like try to get them to like me, but I'm like, ugh.
It makes you less hot though. Like, if you're hot and you're like rude and not friendly, like, yeah, it's like cute if you're like a movie character,
right.
But in real life, it's not cute, in my opinion. Period.
Mean Girls isn't real life.
No.
Anyway, Luca, so welcome to The Thought Topic. Before we get into the episode today, I just want you to introduce yourself to the thotties. So go ahead and share your name, where you're from, maybe like your job or your passion. Your sign and why you are a certified thottie.
Okay, so thank you. I am Luca. Well, you said that already, but I'm from Long Island. I'm also a Sag queen, just like you.
Yes.
So I love that.
This fiery ass episode is brought to you by the month of November, December.
Period.
If you are a water sign, please run and hide. Anyway.
Yeah, just exit out right now. I think you might be scared. I am a big beauty enthusiast, like specifically skincare, and that's what I do right now, but like the way that I do it right now is not something that I want to be doing forever.
Your
you know?
Skin is beautiful. I
thank you so much. Wow.
This whole episode is just gonna be us complimenting each other.
I actually peeled for you last night.
You peeled
so
just for our
I was
podcast?
Like, I know I'm gonna come in and like I just need to impress, you know. So
I'm
I did
impressed.
Peel. Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks so much. Thanks for noticing.
What peel did you use?
So it's actually a really funny story. I started using the Ordinary peel, and as I'm like applying it to my face, I ran out of it.
No!
So I like go in with the Drunk Elephant one, the baby facial, and I just kind of like did a little cocktail of them all over
you
together.
Did, like, a little collab.
I was like, yeah, we're collabing today. My skin may or may not flake off tomorrow, but it did work in my favor.
No,
thank
really,
you so much.
I don't see a wrinkle of blood
I appreciate
inside.
It. So yeah, all of those things. Also, okay, I kind of have to burp. Sorry.
It's the Prosecco for me.
Okay, so.
Okay, so on Thought Topic today, we are drinking mimosas.
Yes.
On a Monday at like 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
That's what creatives do.
That's so the only way it should be.
My listeners are used to me burping into the microphone, so you're fine.
Oh, really? Oh, wait, I so would have burped in the microphone. I was like, oh, I'm going to be cute, and like you could just edit it out later, but fuck it. I love it. If it has to go again, girl, everyone's hearing it.
It's chaos here. Do whatever you like.
I love that.
Are you a certified thoughtie?
Yeah, I would say I definitely am.
Why or why not?
In this essay, I will. What I learned in boating school is... So, I don't know. I feel like nowadays, like, the line is really blurred on, like, what could make someone a thoughtie. Everyone has their own definition of it. So, I would say I'm a thoughtie because I just do whatever the fuck I want. When it comes to men, I would say. Yeah. And just dating in general.
I feel like, I mean, that's what this whole brand is based on. The definition of a thought or thoughty is kind of more, I think, a term of empowerment or like 100%. A positive thing. So where did you grow up? You're from Long Island.
I am.
So I know we already mentioned it before, but Luca and I met in Sephora when I've said multiple times, I freelance for different beauty brands. And when Luca and I were working in Sephora together one day, I was like, hi, let's be friends. And so, yeah, like, just share, like, where you're from and, like, how you grew up and how you are the icon that you are today.
Okay.
The iconic... confident bad bitch that you are.
So I am from Long Island and I grew up in Long Island.
Okay, where on Long Island?
Okay, specifically it's a town called Dix Hills. Dix Hills, everyone.
That's so, like, full circle and fitting.
It is, right? But it's D-I-X. So, and it's funny because when I was growing up, like, my mind is really dirty. I never thought of it like that. Like, I never was like, oh my God, Dix, it's Dix. Haha. Like, I never realized until people are like, where are you from? And then I say that. So, anyway, growing up, I don't know. Like, when I was younger, I was such a little homo. And I was just super.
Well, I'm a big homo now, so that's
yeah,
fine.
Period. I still am one at heart. I was just super flamboyant. And I feel like my parents are separated, so I was always like around women, like my mom and my grandma.
Like feminine energy.
Yeah, totally. And I have sisters.
How many sisters do you have?
I have two. I have one older and one younger.
You're a middle child.
I am.
Me too.
Oh my God, I love that. Wait, you have a lot of siblings too, or not? I have more than two is not a lot, but you have a lot of siblings is what I'm saying.
Yeah, so I have four older siblings and four younger.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You're literally your sandwich right in the middle of four and four.
Oh, yeah. I'm the most middle child there ever was. Like, textbook definition of a middle child.
Yeah.
So you grew up around a lot of feminine energy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me about, I grew up in Michigan, so like tell me a little bit about what it's like to grow up on Long Island. Because I get the vibe that it's a little bit, you know, it's obviously different than New York City. It's not as like, how do you say, like, I guess, liberal or like open. So
totally,
did you feel that growing up in Dix with an X?
I definitely did feel that.
Okay.
Even like when I'm out there now, it's pretty conservative seeming. And I say that because obviously you don't know until you speak to everybody, but like just like what people display on their lawns and their cars, like people are very conservative.
I'm scared of the Republican.
I know, me too. I was like, can I say Republican? Yeah, definitely a lot of Republicans.
I don't think I have Republicans that listen to my show.
I mean, if you do listen to this show, thanks for listening, but
like, I don't know,
grow up is right.
It's fine. Anyway.
Long Island is pretty conservative. So I think that definitely kind of like shaped me growing up. Like I was like, I was like a homo, but like closeted. Like, and even when I was like super flamboyant, I was like closeted. And it like, that had a lot to do with my sexuality because I didn't really like develop a sexuality until I don't know, like I had my own idea of my own sexuality, like from what I like did on the internet, like talking to boys and like doing weird shit, you know? But like, I didn't even like kiss a boy until college. Weird. It was weird.
You were a late bloomer almost.
Definitely. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. It's funny you say that because that was kind of my experience growing up because my parents are religious, but less religious now.
Okay.
Because I grew up Mormon.
Okay. Got you. That explains why you have so many siblings, I guess. Yeah.
I'm Mexican and Mormon. So that's
I love it.
So because I grew up Mormon, I kind of grew up sexually repressed as well, even though like I was attracted to kind of like the glitz and glamour of like being an icon or a pop star, or, like Hollywood, and what comes with that being a sex icon, right?
Yeah, totally.
In my like childhood adolescent mind, that's what I thought. As I got older, I had an interest in boys, but I was like kind of scared to talk to them. And I think I didn't lose my virginity until I was 17.
Okay, wow. Yeah. That's, see, I beat you. I was like 19.
Oh, really?
Or 20, yeah. Okay. Go on, bitch. Not to make it about me.
She is virginal,
honey. Totally relate to you. Like, where you didn't really, what did you say?
A late bloomer.
Yeah, you weren't like, sexually repressed. That's exactly what I was going to touch on. Like, I feel like I was so sexually repressed when I was growing up because I was like scared of like being gay, even though I feel like if I was like openly gay, it wasn't even a big deal just because like I was identifying as a boy then, you know. But I also like didn't really have my shit figured out, so I was kind of like, I don't know if I want to like come out as gay because I don't even know if that's like what I am.
If that's what you fully like identify and subscribe to.
Totally.
What do you identify as now, like as far as like sexuality? Your pronouns are she, her.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we love that.
We love it.
Tell me about like, What do you think now versus like how you were when you were younger?
Now I identify as a straight woman. I am a woman of trans experience.
But yes,
when I was younger, I would say, I guess like at least when I first started like exploring my sexuality, I was identifying as like a gay man. Even if it was for like a little moment, but yeah.
How did you feel about that? I mean, I'm sorry, I don't mean to make this about myself.
No, it's your podcast. Like, it's literally kind of about you.
So I like more recently have been openly identifying as pan.
Okay, love
like,
that.
I low key was always kind of identifying as bi, but like not really being as open about it. And not on purpose or because I felt like I couldn't, but because I wasn't sure what the best way was to describe it was. And now I'm being more open because I feel like I found like where I fit. Like, I finally found the fucking shoe that fits.
Yeah.
So now I'm, like, screaming it from the rooftop.
I fucking love that.
Yeah, so that's why I feel like, as an adult, I'm kind of, like, experiencing that. So I'm curious how you felt as a child or, like, a teenager.
Yeah. I feel like that's, like, what you said, where you're like, oh, I found this shoe that fit, and now I'm, like, screaming it. Like, that's kind of how I feel when I, like, started like identifying as trans
because, like, a woman.
Yeah, as a woman, exactly. When I was dating and I was like dating like gay boys as like a gay boy, first of all, it was like so hard for me. I feel like I have always kind of like looked this way, so it was super hard for me to date like gay men because gay men like don't want to date people who look like women. And so it was always a matter of like finding people who were attracted to me that I was also attracted to, you know. And I was like, these people that are like coming my way are not the people that I want to attract, you know.
Yeah.
Even when I was growing up and I was like in high school, like I literally had crushes on all the straight boys. Like, I was never like, I don't know, I just wanted, I had this fantasy. And I remember like my best friend in high school being like, why do you like only like the straight boys? Like, you, like, that's just not gonna work out in your favor. And
sure.
Then flash forward to now, it's definitely working out in my favor.
Definitely. You're like, now they all fucking want me.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
No, I get that because I think that growing up, you grew up watching movies, you watch shitty rom-coms, you watch Gossip Girl, right? And you like fantasize about being like being chased.
Totally.
Versus like chasing or having to pursue. And that's kind of like a feminine, I guess, stereotype or a feminine trope that we like fall into.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's easy to realize that. I mean, I think the way I'm understanding this is that maybe that's when you realize it was about like gender for you versus like who you're attracted to.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think that's something that maybe people don't realize often is that how separate, I guess, gender from your identity can be.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's so like brave and admirable of you to like figure it the fuck out.
Yeah.
Did you feel like you were confident when you were a teenager?
100%, honestly. Yeah. Even though I wasn't like fully realized, I was so confident in like whatever I was doing. Like, I was really feeling my fantasy.
Yes.
And it's
the
kind
Luca
of
fantasy is
the
here,
Luca
baby.
Fantasy. Like, I was fully feeling it, like wearing my little like Forever 21 fake Alexander Wang bang to class.
Yes!
Every day. Oh, you know, like just being such a little. Yeah, so I definitely felt more confident, sorry, than I did now. Like, not than I do now, but when I first started to, like, transition and kind of hold myself to a different standard, I feel like my confidence kind of fell. Like, when I was younger, though, I wish I could have that confidence now. You know, like, I am super confident now, but, like, when you're, like, kind of, like, naive and just kind of, like, doing you, and you're not really thinking about everything else, other people's perceptions of you and stuff, like, I was so more unaware, you know what I mean? So much more unaware when I was younger. which allowed me to be more confident. Like, I was so much more unaware of, like, all the outside factors. And now I'm almost too aware of them. It goes hand in hand with being a late bloomer. When you're not, like, seeking to attract people, like, sexually or whatever, and you're just kind of doing you, like, it really allows you to be so confident.
Definitely. I mean, I think I'm experiencing that now as, like, a fucking, like, 24-year-old woman. I'm like, how do I not care what other people think?
Literally same.
Yeah, and I just feel like, we all kind of, like, reach this point where we're like, okay, I've been doing this shit for a while. I've been on this earth for this many years, so I need to figure out how to not give a fuck anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah, what's that? There's, like, that book Everyone Loves.
The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, yeah.
I've never read that.
I've never read it either, but it's like ingrained in my mind, the title. You said you feel like you need it.
Savannah just pointed and said we have it in the house.
Oh, shit.
Shout out. Okay. That's amazing. Have you read it?
Not me. Sorry. It's not all about me, apparently.
Yes, I have. Yeah, great. The Virgo has read The Subtle Art. I feel so bad for her. She has to hear us, like, fucking sad, just go on about how, like, iconic we,
like, are. Cackling. Yes. Like,
did you date when you were, you said you kind of dated when you were a teenager? Yes,
no, honestly, like, I was, like, internet whoring it up, you know?
Same. I had,
like,
a Tumblr.
Yeah, exactly. I had a Tumblr and I was an internet thoughty, yes! For sure.
Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah, like, my webcam was my best friend.
That's hot.
It was so scandal. Like, I almost don't want to have kids now because I know what I was doing when I was young, and I would die if I knew my kids were doing the same stuff, you know? Like,
oh my god.
I was just, like, meeting boys on Tumblr and, like, you know, like, texting them, and, like, I didn't have any in real life experiences, but I was, like, fully living I love to just say, like, feeling the full fantasy, you know? Okay. I was very feeling my online fantasy. Like, I had all these little boyfriends and I was texting them. My mom would be like, what is this area code on, like, the phone bill that you're texting? And I'd be like, oh, like, I don't know. Meanwhile, it's, like, my California boyfriend who, like, is probably, like, 10 years older than me. Like,
I don't love that, but I love that, like, yeah. Journey. I don't love the, like, cringy pedophile, like, boyfriend.
I don't know if he was a predator. On TikTok, they say a P instead of saying predator. Cause
we can say that on Thought Topic.
So what?
We can say a P.
A P is just so cute, you know? Like, if instead of saying predator,
very cute.
Yeah, so I don't know if he was a P. I really hope not. But I didn't have real life dating experience, but that was, I don't count that as dating experience, but it was like I was sexualized.
Do you feel like it contributed to your sexual awakening?
100%. Yes, yeah. Definitely. Like, it was very integral to me kind of, like, realizing, like, what I like, who I am sexually.
Sure.
What I'm into.
How you identify.
Yes, totally. Sure.
I mean, because I have, in my own way, that's kind of how I had my experience. Mm-hmm. When I was a teenager, like I said, sexually repressed. And so I was like, okay, I'm gonna... It's like, I'm gonna go on Tumblr and watch porn because it was blocked on my parents' computer. So I was like, I'm gonna... Oh my god, I remember... I hope my mom doesn't listen to this episode.
Oh my god, does she listen usually?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
but
hi.
Love you, Mama Sam. Anyway, so I had a Kindle Fire my mom got me for Christmas one year.
Okay.
Which was like a cute... off-brand iPad.
It was a little tablet, yeah.
A little tablet moment.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I would go on my Kindle Fire and go on the internet, and that's how I would, like, go on Tumblr and, like, look at porn, because I couldn't do it on my, like, family computer. Yeah.
I love that so much. That's perfect.
Yeah. So it was like, two girls fucking one guy. That sounds kind of cool.
Yeah.
I was, like, fucking 16.
Yeah.
I had never had my pussy touched ever.
Yes.
Oh my god. Okay, while we're on the subject of adolescent awakenings.
Okay.
So when I was in high school, I had a boyfriend majority of the time I was in high school.
Okay.
But he was like this little white boy from the Midwest who was like, I don't want to have sex until I'm married.
Okay.
And I was just like, okay.
Were you guys like doing other stuff?
Oh, yeah. I was just like, I mean, it's not that I didn't care because I kind of was like, oh, I want the first time I have sex to be meaningful. Mm-hmm. But he was very much like, no, we can't do that. And he was 3 years older than me. We started dating when I was 14 and he was 17.
Oh my God.
I was just like,
a B. It was a B, maybe.
It's a B.
A little bit of a B.
I'm crying. Anyway, so, oh my God. Anyway. he was like, no, we can't have sex until we're married. And I was just like, okay, well, that's kind of whack.
Like, you're like, we're not getting married, dude. I'm 14.
Exactly. And I was like fully wanting to become an actress and move to New York City.
Yeah.
And like, before I knew the like blueprints to that plan, I was like, well, I know that's my end goal. So like, I don't know about that baby doll. But because of that, I was kind of like scandalous and would always try to be like, well, let's like have sex. But he would like not want to touch my pussy.
That's so weird. It just, I mean, it's not weird. Like, go off, do you. Plenty of people are virgins, like even people who are older. But I don't know, like, if you're like doing everything, like,
it's like, why not?
I kind of get it, because before I like actually like lost my virginity, like, what do we consider our virginity? Like penetrative sex, you know?
Right.
That's what I was considering it, at least.
Right.
I was like, oh, I don't want to do that. Like, I was like, I'm scared. Yeah. And then I kind of did it and I was like, well, who fucking cares? Like, it's not that serious. So it's easier for me to say that. We don't know what he was thinking, but it's kind of weird to me, you know, like, especially if you guys are already like active with each other.
Oh, yeah. And he was like my first sexual experience for most things. I've never told a story on the podcast before, but the first time I ever had a guy go down on me, and it was that boy.
Okay.
He literally like went down on me, licked my pussy for 2 seconds and was like, this is gross. Yeah. How traumatizing is that?
Oh my god, no.
But even my little 16-year-old self was like, no.
Yeah, good for you.
It's not.
Yeah.
Like, you're just a loser.
That is so lame. Like especially when you're that vulnerable to any comment. Like, I would be like, oh my god, my pussy is gross. Like,
I don't know what it was. Maybe it was my God complex at its early.
No, I'm really glad that it was developing already, though, because it was that essential. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So, either way, long story short, I did end up hooking up with him when I was in college. It was disappointing. So.
Did you ever, like, did you have sex?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it was...
You were like, damn, I'm glad we didn't before.
Yeah. What has your experience been dating now? Like, as an adult, you're 24.
I am.
Yes, we're the same age.
Oh my god, are we both born in 96?
Yeah.
Wow, we're icons.
Do you identify as a Gen Z or a millennial?
I would say I'm pretty zillennial.
Same. Okay, that's what I was
like. Saying. I feel right in the middle of it, you know.
Yes.
I think I'm such a zoomer, and then I'm like have certain things like where like I don't know our experience on the internet as kids makes us millennials.
We grew up with it and without it.
With it, but with like a weird version of it. Like where like we were still, I don't know, I saw this thing the other day and it's like, in order to decipher which one you are, like it was like, did you burn CDs? Did you do this? Like, and we definitely did that. So I think, I know you're the same age as me. So I'm like, she definitely did this too, you know?
Oh yeah, I definitely, Savannah knows this story. And I'll go more into depth with it another time, but there was a guy in college who showed up to our dorm one day, because we used to live together, who, like, brought me a pack of CDs that he had burned for me. And mind you...
A pack.
Like, you know those CD things that you, like, flip
yes,
through?
Yes, like a little zip, like a...
Yes! Oh my god. Like a little, like, photo album for CDs.
Yes, I'm picturing it.
Yeah. But mind you, we were in college in, like, 2015, so I was like, this is a little old school, boy.
You're like, wait, your computer has a CD drive? Like, what?
I'm like, how am I gonna listen to these?
Yeah, what? That's like, cute, though.
No, I threw them away. Anyway. Anyway, so... As a 24-year-old woman living in New York City,
yes.
What is your dating life like?
It's pretty tumultuous. Like, I wouldn't say, you know, like, it's all over the place. I feel like I'm finally, okay, so we did have, like, you know, year pandemic. I would say it wasn't totally a year of a dry spell because I totally, like, lost my patience after kind of not seeing anyone for a while. Like, and I was like, okay, like, yeah, I'm okay with being alone, but, like, I want to have sex.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Eventually, your battery runs out on your vibrator.
Exactly. Like, your hand gets tired, your fingers get tired.
Hitting the same after month 4 of quarantine.
Period. Exactly. And sure. There's just so many things that you can't do for yourself, you know? This past year has been very, like, I've kind of just been, like, hooking up with people and, like, keeping it really casual. I don't know. I feel like dating in New York for any woman is really kind of, like, it's pretty terrible. Like, everyone's hot and everyone sucks.
Yes.
And guys have so many options. And what I've realized, like, okay, So I'm kind of just learning right now that, like, you can't try to take everyone so seriously, you know?
Yeah.
Because I've made that same mistake way too many times, you know? Like, in the beginning of hooking up with this guy, I was like, oh, cool. Like, we went on a date. Like, we, like, hooked up, whatever. We had a really good time. We, like, spent some time together. But, like, and I'm like, oh my God, I like you. Like, let's hang out. Let's blah, blah, blah. And, like, I can tell that this kid is, like, pushing back a little. So I'm like, all right, let me, like, chill.
Let me fall back.
And this is a recent, like, discovery that I made, where it's just like, not everyone is meant to be taken so seriously. And you also can't, like, not that I force myself on people, but I do, like, I don't know, let's say I was dating you, right? And I had a really good time together. So I mean, honored. I would literally also be honored, just saying, like, period. Of something new.
Okay, Charles, we're coming for your next. Anyway. Anyway, so let's say you're dating.
Let's say I'm dating you, like, and I meet you and I have a good time with you. Like, I'll probably text you and be like, hey, do you want to hang out? Like, do you want to, you know, like, yeah. If I actually like you as a person, I'll ask you to hang out, try to, like, do things beyond, like, hang out in the nighttime and, like, whatever.
Let's but see I see each other before 3 p.m.
Exactly. Sure. Yeah.
That's
but
what I do with people I like.
Me too. And I try to, like, not be clingy, but, like,
show
build
you
something.
That interested.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So if they are also interested, they can reciprocate and we can make it lead to something. But
sure.
I'm learning that most people are like, if you want that, like, you just kind of have to let it come to you, you know? Like, most people are not, I want to say most people aren't looking for that, because there are plenty of people that are. Like, there's literally 9 million people in this stupid city. You know, I'm sure someone's looking for a relationship out here. Just not the people that I am talking to.
I would agree with what you're saying, how, like, a lot of people are hot, but just suck.
Yeah. Like, everyone's emotionally unavailable, I would say.
Yeah. Or, like, specifically when it comes to dating, like, cis men.
Yes.
That's, like, the experience I've had.
Totally. Where, like, and that's really what I should say. Like, I'm dating cis men. So yeah. I'm speaking solely for my experience as, like, a straight woman, trans woman dating cis men. Because it is a little bit, like, as much as, like, trans women or women, like, it is a little bit different, you know, because you have, like, your regular dating problems, but then you also have the problems,
like, added.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I would say, like, some of the issues I've had, okay, for context.
Yes.
I was in a quarantine relationship.
Oh.
Where I met a guy at the beginning of quarantine.
Okay.
Like, we started hooking up and then we dated for until February.
Oh my God.
And then we broke up.
Wait, it's April. Oh my God, you guys, like, just broke up. How do you feel?
I feel great.
Great. I mean, you're a Sag queen, so,
yeah,
so no I'm one bounces great. Back quicker.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I was a sad girl for a minute. Like, I was feeling my Cancer moon for
totally.
A few weeks, and now I'm cathartic.
And you have to just let it out. It's cathartic, you know?
Well, and I think the misconception, this is a tangent, but I think the misconception about Sagittarius is that we're unemotional, which is not true.
No, it's not true at all. People always are like, we're emotionally unavailable and, like, hard to tie down. I mean,
no, girl,
hard to tie down if you suck.
Right.
That is Aries. Oh my God, I have experience with Aries, man. When I kind of go back and, like, look at my fuck list, I write everyone's sign next to it.
Wait, I do the same thing.
That's amazing. I love that for us.
Ill.
That is great. We really are. Most of them are Tauruses, though.
Interesting.
And so I was like, what? Like, I never realized until I, like, kind of went through it.
Okay.
And I don't know, Taurus men, I mean, as you just had an experience with one, they're a different breed. I don't want to, like, make you, like, share.
No. I share a lot about him.
I love
it. I should also note that my ex-boyfriend was very much, like, not into astrology. He did not subscribe to that. He was like, this is woo-woo bullshit.
Oh, my God. That's, like...
That's a Taurus thing.
That's literally this guy. Yeah. It's so annoying.
I would say there were things about him that were a little bit like, a lot of people think that earth signs are very stable. And, like, while he was stable in some aspects of his life, I felt like our relationship was very unstable.
Mm-hmm.
So it just was not, like, we were always on a different page about things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think contributed to a lot of the, like, failures of our relationship. Most of my experience being a single woman in the city has definitely been, like, me trying to just be very organic and very genuine in my responses and interactions with people. And I feel like I run into one of two issues. I either run into someone who's, like, obsessed with me and doesn't, like, let me have my independence, or I run into someone who's, like, very aloof and wants me to chase them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, like, not really interested in either of the extreme versions of those kind of situations or, like, relationships. And so that's kind of why it's shaped my perspective on relationships to be just like very neutral. Like I just, I try to show up very honestly, and I try to just be very straightforward with like, if I like someone or not, like I'm always polite about it and I'm always courteous, but I'm not gonna put excess. I think for me is I try to match someone's energy. So like, if you're giving me a lot of energy, I'll give you a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whereas like, if you're not, I'm not going to do the most.
No. And know? Especially if it's unrequited, that's the most unfun thing ever. I totally feel that's kind of what kind of goes into what I was saying, I think, where I feel like I'm maybe just realizing that. Yeah. You know? Yeah. So I feel you.
I think that's a good place to be. I think that's a good place to, meet people, you know, regardless of kind of like how good or confident you're feeling in other aspects of your life. I think a good way to show up is to just be more open and willing to allowing to having love come into your life, but not be so close off and defensive, but also so vulnerable at the same time.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, just kind of like neutral territory. And like, I kind of feel like it's a responsibility of men, cis men, to figure that shit out.
I agree.
Like, get on the train, honey. We are being mentally stable now, and we're communicating our feelings.
You're right.
And if you can't do it,
you gotta get on the train and go somewhere else. Like,
get on the right train or don't.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah. I feel you.
I have no patience anymore.
Me neither. And it's really, it's good to approach things with a really like neutral place. Like, you don't want to hold on to anything too tightly, but you also don't want to have like walls completely up. So yeah.
Have you ever hooked up with someone who's like not as hot as you?
Definitely.
Or, like, you feel like it's like ugly.
An uggo.
I call it a charity case.
Okay, I love
that. I call it my charity work. What do you do in a situation like that? How do you feel? Because I always like, this is something that happened to me recently.
Uh-huh.
I hooked up with someone and like the second we were hooking up, I was like, oh no, honey, I'm too good to be here.
Yeah.
I'm already here.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll just do it, but like.
Oh, I hate that. I hate, like when you're like, oh, I guess I'll just do it. But then you're like, fuck, like, I guess I'll just do it. It's not the attitude I should be having towards any sexual interaction with anybody or any like romantic interaction. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, your self-worth is too valuable.
Like, you could fully stop and just be like, no.
No, you could totally fully stop, but it's just a matter of being like, well, I'm here, so might as well.
I guess my mindset about it is that I'm going to enjoy it while I'm here.
Yeah, definitely.
But I know that this is going to suck to deal with afterwards.
Yeah, you're going to be like, oh, fuck. Like, and I guess in my experiences, that's kind of exactly how I felt. I actually like went on a date with this kid once, and like the whole time, and the whole time he was like, wow, you're like so, like just telling me like I'm really hot, like telling me how pretty I am,
like I know,
like, yeah, I'm like, okay, like it's one thing to tell me it once or twice, but like to keep telling me and to keep being like, I think he was kind of like having the attitude like, oh my god, I can't believe you're on a date with me kind of vibe, like oh my god, everyone's like looking at you here because like you're so hot, like it was really like, you know. And then I ended up taking him back to my place and we ended up like hooking up, and I honestly totally regretted it after. And he ended up being like more into me than I was into him. He was like texting me the next day being like, oh my god, I can't stop thinking about you. And like, this literally only happens when, no, like, period. And you left your Apple Watch at my place. And
okay, that's the thing that guys do. They're like, oh, we left my watch, or we left my belt.
And I'm like, sir, I hope you have $300 because I just got a new fucking watch now. Like, you're gonna go buy a new one because you're ugly. I don't want you back here. Like,
you're like, oh my god, you did it because this is actually my Apple,
like,
watch.
Thank you so much for the present. And I remember him being like, oh, can I come back today to get it? And I'm like, yeah, I'll bring it to the door, because I think he was like trying to hang out with me again. And I was like, no. Like, yeah. And I felt really bad because I know when I've been in a situation, like I've been on the other side of it, you know, when you're seemingly with someone, you hook up, like it seems like you like each other, it seems like you have good chemistry, but you actually didn't, and you're kind of just being polite. But also, you're not even being polite. You're figuring it out, and you're being polite while you're figuring it out.
Yes,
you know?
Because like, I'm not going to be a dick to you.
Totally.
Trying to figure out if I like you or
it's not your fault that I don't like you, and I don't want to make anyone feel bad about themselves just because I don't like them. Like, yeah. There are plenty of other girls out there.
I hooked up with this guy recently, and we went on a date. I was feeling myself. I was drunk. I was like, you know what? I haven't had sex. I'm newly single. Fuck it. I'll fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
So he lives in Brooklyn, right?
Okay.
So I hook up with him, and then that was the person that in the middle of it, I was like, I
I should not be here. I'm too attractive for this man.
What did it?
I just like he drinks beer.
Okay.
He makes his own beer.
Oh.
And I was just like, I don't drink beer.
He makes
and he offered it to me. And I was like, were you not listening?
You were like, did you scoop the hooch out of the toilet for me?
Here's my thing. If there is one very obvious thing about Christian Sanchez when you meet me, is that I am not a beer drinker.
Yeah. She's a skinny legend. She's not drinking beer.
And like, you asked me if I ate dinner and I said no.
Yeah.
I don't drink beer.
Yeah.
We all correlate together.
Yeah.
Like, I'm drinking a mimosa at 4 p.m. on a Monday. I don't drink beer.
Yeah.
So that was why that like did it for me, where I was like, this is a man who is like he's just like a white man.
Crusty.
Like, yeah. Just like, he's a cute guy. I'm sure like some girl named Stephanie will really like him. Or like a Rachel. But like not for this chaotic like fantasy. I
exactly.
need someone a little bit more spicy.
Flavor, yeah. Totally.
Yeah. So anyway, so I hooked up with him. And then afterwards, in the next morning, I was just like, oh, I gotta get out of here. And he was like, oh, like, we should hang out again soon. And just like chatting with me. Mind you, I'm calling my own cab, which yeah. I was like, red flag
anyway, number one.
I'm like, normally I'm like, buy me a cab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next time, just take his card out of his wallet and take pictures of him while he's sleeping.
Anyway, so I get on, my cab home. And he like sent me something on Instagram later that day and was like
trying. Oh, like he was fully trying.
Yeah, and I was just like, ooh, how am I gonna let him down? Because he was a nice kid.
Yeah.
Like, definitely not interested in hanging out with him again. So fast forward to maybe like last weekend, he texted me and he was like, hey, what are you doing? Are you out? Because I like went to dinner with my friends that weekend. I was posting on my story that I was obviously drunk.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, we should meet up. You should come to my place. And I was like, honey, I live in Manhattan, and you're a 6, and you live in Brooklyn. I'm not coming to you.
You're like, not only are we far, but you're ugly.
Right. First of all, you want me to come to you?
Yeah.
No.
Also, like,
come to me.
Yeah, it's so true. And if you want me to come to you, like, offer it. Like, I want you to be like, hey, like, I'll Uber you to my place.
The cherry on top of it was he said, I live off the J. Not the J, love.
You're like, you want me to take the train to come hook up with you?
No.
Like,
do people do that? I don't do that. Unless, like, you're my man or partner or woman. Like,
I don't do that. Like, honestly, I would have someone come to me,
like,
you know?
Yeah. Like, I'll take the train in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, if you live close to me. Like, if you're, like, a 10, 15 minute.
If it's a daytime thing. Like, right. Maybe we're going on a date or something.
Yeah. I'll take the train to you. Like, I mean, I'm not bougie to the point where I'm like, oh, you can only cab me everywhere.
Yeah.
Like,
no, but honestly, like, fuck it. Guys in NYC got it like that. A lot of them do. I'm not saying that all of them do, but all of these finance bros got it like that. And don't let them make, and don't feel bad for spending their money, honestly.
No.
Like, is that bad to say?
On PBR?
Seriously, though. Like, they're not spending it on skincare, and they're not spending it on clothes. Exactly.
Yeah, no. So anyway, moral of the story is that I feel bad because I was like, this kid is cute. And
yeah.
I didn't have a terrible time, but I was like, the audacity.
Yeah. So how did you end up like just letting him down?
I literally responded to him and I was like, absolutely not, honey. I live in the kitchen now. I'm not coming to you.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I should come see your new place sometime. And I just like liked his message, but I didn't even like it. I just like, you know how on the iPhone you can do the exclamation point?
Yes. Oh no, I would have been so sad. That is giving the hint if I've ever heard it.
If a man did that to me, I would kill myself.
Yeah, me too. I would definitely kill myself.
I would be like, not someone. No, I'm ugly.
No, yeah. It sucks when, I mean, okay, that's easy. I know you were kind of asking me like how I would give someone the hint or how I've done it before. And it's so hard because it's always different. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You don't want to be rude.
You don't want to be rude. Yeah. And some people
kind of got to be rude.
Some people don't get the hint. And I've definitely been there where I've not gotten the hint, but it's all a learning lesson, you know? And now we're here on the other side talking about it.
I was gonna say, though, this is a tangent. I think if you're hot, that. You are exempt from a lot of rules.
Right?
So, like, if I don't get the hit, it's okay because I'm hot.
And we're women. Like, and we're women. You're also exempt from a lot of rules being a woman.
Yeah.
Is that wrong to say?
Is that wrong to say? No, not at all.
Like, Period.
I think that, like, if you're hot, it's like you can blow someone's phone up and you can.
100%.
You can send them too many messages.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's at the expense of your reputation, I guess.
I would have to say at this point in my life, I don't care if someone thinks I'm crazy.
You're so right. I know. I honestly don't either. I'm saying it like my actions show differently when they don't.
Whereas I'll go off and be like, and another thing, I'm like, not crazy.
Yeah, blue bubble. And then I'm like, oh, hey, I'm really sorry for last night. Like, oh, I was just like really in a bad mood or something. I hope you don't think I'm crazy. And then they're like, oh, no, it's fine. It is a sad thing. A sad thing is blowing up and getting crazy and then feeling bad about it after.
Yeah.
And being like, oh, my God, backtrack. Who was that? I don't know her. You know, I was in a really bad mood. Yeah. Yeah, and then, like, forgetting about it. And expecting everyone to forget about it, too, is really, yeah.
And, like, why do you remember that terrible thing I did?
Yeah.
Because I don't.
Yeah.
I have amnesia, bitch. Okay, so let's shift gears a little bit.
Okay.
We kind of touched on this already, mm-hmm. But where do you get your confidence from now? And what makes you feel empowered?
I would say, like, the main source of my confidence is really knowing that, like, no one's going to do it for me. No one's gonna do anything for me if I didn't do it.
Independence.
Yes. And when I say it, like, I mean everything. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, no one's gonna make me be happy. And no one's going to make me feel confident. And no one, like, you know what I mean? Even if, oh shit, my titty might be out. So it really comes from just a self-sufficient mindset and also like a channeling younger me too, where I was like,
unapologetic,
not giving a fuck, you know. I think what makes me feel like that the most, I don't know, when I just get to be like a hot bitch, like, which sounds vague, but I think when I was younger, like, I channeled all my self-expression into like my clothes, so it's still super important to me. Like, just looking, wearing a cute outfit, even if I don't have my face beat, I do love makeup, I love skincare. But yeah, if I'm just like have a cute outfit on and like just feeling my fantasy, like, I don't have to have a full glam or full look on, like, as long as I feel what I'm wearing and what I'm in and I feel confident, like, yeah, that's what does it for me.
Trust me, like, Luca, I feel the exact same way. There is not a moment I don't like get out of bed and like, even it doesn't matter what, how I show up as, if I feel like shit that day or if I feel amazing and the god complex is on high, I will, like, look in the mirror and I'm like, okay, today, it, like, this is who you are today. Mm-hmm. So what can we work with? Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like someone giving you, like, a little black dress, right? Like, mm-hmm. that's the foundation piece. And how do you accessorize it? How do you, like, make it work for you for whatever event you're going to?
Totally.
You know, like, today, if I need to feel good by, like, putting a choker on and, like, my giant platform goth boots, then, like, that's what I'm going to do, and that's what's going to make me feel good. So I think that, like, finding those moments for, like, self-care and, like, that, the ritual of, like, loving yourself, whether it's makeup or, I don't know, what do people do, workout?
Yeah.
Yeah, finding the ritual.
Whatever is, like, for yourself, though, just taking that time for yourself. It's, I think self-care is, like, we're, like, in this moment where everyone's, like, self-care, skincare, like, whatever. But self-care is really just about whatever you want it to be, you know?
Totally. I mean, self-care, for me, as of recently, has been, like, journaling.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm writing my affirmation.
I love it.
I don't talk about it a ton because it's such, like, a private, intimate moment for myself. It
definitely, yeah.
That is truly just for me. And totally. That's why I value it so much. Mm-hmm. You know? So, I don't know. I think whatever it is, Thotties, like, that's what you should tap into and just nourish.
Definitely.
Flourish.
Mm-hmm.
Nurture.
Love it.
Question. Uh-huh. Do people find you intimidating?
That's a good question. I would like to think they do. But also...
What about men? Like, people you date. Do they find you intimidating?
I don't know. Honestly, how do you know if someone finds you intimidating?
Oh, like, I ask.
Okay, I should ask. My problem is that... I think this goes back to, like, just fully being, like, blissfully unaware of everyone around me and just kind of doing whatever, where I don't really think about people perceiving me until maybe after. Like, when I'm in the moment, I'm just fully in the moment and I'm, like, not even thinking about, like...
You're so present.
Yeah.
Like, even talking to you right now, I can tell you're, like, fully engaged and, like, listening.
It's a coping mechanism. Yeah. It helps me not think about what other people might think of me, you know?
No, I love that.
But, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, that makes sense because... I guess for me, that's feedback I used to get a lot.
What, that people found you intimidating?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Which is funny because I'm not, like, a scary bitch. I'm just loud.
No, you're not scary at all. And, of course, you're loud. You're a fire sign, you know? It's in our blood.
This episode should be titled, It's a Sag Thing.
It should. It is a Sag Thing, period.
Anyway, so that's, like, feedback I would get in, like, school, in a professional setting, from friends. When I would meet a friend of a friend, they'd be like, yeah, I was intimidated by
that first. Oh, that's so interesting.
And I like how you say interesting. but that's how I feel because I'm like, I don't try to show up any other way, right?
Yeah.
Like what I was saying earlier when it comes to dating, I don't try to show up in any kind of, like, manipulated or, like, weird form of myself. I just try to show up as I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, especially now in the world we live in, people are kind of, like, uncomfortable by that.
Yeah.
Because we're so used to having this, like, presentational version of ourselves where it's like, okay, this is my Instagram where I curated every photo to be an exactly beautiful, perfect picture of myself.
Yeah.
And so when someone shows up and they don't give a fuck that they're, like, swearing every other word or that they say something that's kind of, like, uncouth or messy, that it's just like... oh shit, this person's comfortable with themselves.
And I think is that what people find intimidating, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. And so I was just curious if you related or subscribed to that at all, because you're very unfiltered. You're very yourself.
Yeah. I think I am, definitely. As much as I would, like I said before, as much as I would like to think I'm intimidating, I'm not even gonna lie to for clout. Like, I don't even think that people think I'm intimidating, but I could be totally wrong. I think it's kind of like people think it's cool to be like, oh yeah, people think I'm intimidating. I'm a hot girl, but I'm a nice girl. I think I'm pretty approachable. So I don't know if people find me intimidating. I think maybe if people don't talk to me, they might find me intimidating, but that's, like, an opinion that you form solely from nothing having to do with my actual personality. So, to answer your question, I don't know. I really don't know if people find me intimidating.
I have to say, when I met you, I didn't find you intimidating as a sense of, like, I couldn't approach you.
Mm-hmm.
But your energy is very much, like, I'm powerful and I'm aware of it. But, like, you said something. You said, I'm a hot girl, but I'm a nice girl, which is, I think... so important, because, like, being hot is about your state of mind. It's not about, like, physically, like, how hot you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if you, it's confidence,
yes,
right? It's
totally. Like,
I had an episode with a friend of mine called How to Be a Hot Girl.
Okay.
And that was what we touched on and talked about the whole time, was being hot is not just about, like, having the prettiest face or, like, the nicest body or whatever it is. It's about your energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I always try to, like, tell my friends or people I'm close to whenever they're feeling insecure, is I'm just like, you should feel good about yourself because, like, you have all these beautiful things about you and all these things that make you attractive and make people like you. That's why you're valuable. You're not valuable for some, like, superficial reason.
Definitely.
And, like, you're also valuable for a superficial reason if that's what you want to be for.
But,
like,
I mean,
that's great. But, like,
so many people are, like, being hot is a commodity, you know?
Yeah.
There are so many hot girls. Everyone's hot. It's not.
Because hot, well, especially for women, like, being hot is so, like, versatile. You can be hot in so many different ways. Right?
Yeah, definitely. And also, like, men have low standards, or I don't know, men will fuck anything, so everyone's hot in a
way.
Men
will fuck a McChicken. So.
Literally, poke a hole in a McChicken and, like, microwave it. Like,
why would my best hookup be with a McDonald's hash brown?
Honestly, same.
What's your advice to someone who might be struggling with their, like, self image or self worth, especially, like, when it relates to dating? After hearing your story of when you were a teenager and how you, like, transitioned as a young adult, like, what did you tell yourself that made you feel, like, empowered and confident? And what would you say to someone who might be struggling with that?
I would say to really just kind of capitalize on what you know you're good at. Like, own it, whatever that is. Like, literally anything. Whatever you are good at, or whatever you, I don't know, like... really dig deep in yourself to find your strengths and play them up. And also, like, not to be corny, but it really is like a manifestation thing. Like, yes, I hate saying that. No, we do love it. I hate saying it because it's so corny. It's all everyone says. But if you think it and you just say it and do it enough, it's not easy. Nothing like manifesting stuff is not easy. You have to keep doing it over and over again and like thinking about it all the time. But like, you will be it. Like, yeah, if you want to be a hot girl, you'll be a fucking hot girl. If you want to be confident, you'll be confident.
That's why I said being hot is a state of mind. Like, yeah, if you think you're hot, then people are like, oh, she is hot.
People are attracted to you because, yeah, it's the vibration that you are sending out, you know? Mm-hmm. So I would say if you're struggling, like, you just need to really focus on your strong suits and things that are unique to you.
Yeah, like, into, like, what your specialty is.
100%. Like, what's your niche? You know, everyone is special for something. Even if it's something that you don't think everybody else is going to like, you're going to find your tribe. Like, you're going to find people who are like you. So, or people who are attracted to whatever it is about you. Exactly.
Yeah, you don't have to try to like cater to anything else other than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thought tip.
Yeah. Thought tip. That's when I feel the least hot, is when I don't do that. You know, when I like, let's say I meet a guy, I think we all maybe find ourselves slipping into this and I'm like, oh my God, like this guy likes this. Like, fuck, I should like this. Like, I should do this. And then I don't, I'm like, ew, I'm not even hot. Like, I'm not even being myself. Like, I'm just trying to like adjust to someone else. And that's like, that's not it.
Yeah. You know, I relate to that because there have been times before where if I've like been attracted to someone who's a little bit more like reserved or a little bit more laid back, I start to find myself censoring myself.
Or totally, me too. Much.
I won't say like, I won't speak normally. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, I won't say pussy, or I won't say like, those are things that I say regularly.
Yeah.
And it's just like not being my authentic self.
No, it's not.
Like, you know, and I think we're like conditioned kind of to do that, or to like please men, mm-hmm, I guess, in like a heteronormative kind of way, mm-hmm, to just submit and be like, okay, this is what they like, so I should be that.
But yeah,
you don't have to do that for anybody.
No, and also, how long can you keep that gig up for, girl? What if he ends up liking you
for you?
Exactly. And if he ends up liking you for this fake person, like, you're screwed. He's gonna find out. So yeah, be yourself.
Be yourself.
Simple. Exactly. I would say that's really, it sounds corny, but that's how you can be confident, is like truly being yourself.
Luca, I love you.
I love you. Stop.
Okay, so real quick before we do our last segment of the show, do you have a thoughty tale for us? A thought tale?
Oh my God.
Do you know what a thought tale is?
I do. I think so.
So yes, for those of you listening, a thought tale is a thought horror story from being out on the battlefield and really like hoeing it out, thotting it out. And a funny story, anecdote, question, anything of that nature that has to do with being a thought for that hoe over there.
Can it be really, I think it's kind of scandal. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's totally fine. I just said comment. So.
Okay, so one time I was out with my friends, and this is like maybe right before I started like identifying as trans or like medically transitioning. So okay, like 4 years ago, 5 years ago almost. And I'm at Metropolitan in Brooklyn. Have you been there?
Metropolitan.
It's a gay place. It's in like Williamsburg around there.
Okay. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And I'm like drunk and at the bar, I'm wearing like a Kylie lip kit. But I'm like looking.
So your lips are dry.
My lips are dry as fuck, girl. But I'm telling you why I wore that, because wait till the end of the story. And I meet this guy and like, I'm drunk. And like, I just feel like then if you were a man and you gave me attention and I thought you were semi-attractive, I was like all up on it. You know what I mean? So this guy's like giving me attention, talking to me, blah, blah, blah. We're talking and I lived in an apartment with a weird living situation. It was like a railroad apartment. So I couldn't really like I could have someone over to hook up, but my roommate could come in at any moment. You know what I mean? So like, I couldn't really bring this guy over and I'm just drunk and we're both like horny. And I literally just ended up sucking his dick in the bathroom. And the bathroom didn't have locks on the door. So I'm like sucking this guy's dick in the bathroom, but I'm holding the door shut and like people keep coming in. It's like a bathroom with like two stalls and I'm in one of the stalls sucking this guy's dick. And we're like literally hooking up in the stall.
So you're like,
and I'm like holding it, but then people,
busy.
No, like
your
the, mouth my mouth is busy. My other hand's busy and people keep opening the door. It's like a,
It's drunk people.
It's like a sink and then two stalls, and it's like a door that like when you work in a restaurant and you go in the back, it's that kind of door, like a swingy door, and I'm like literally holding it, and so people keep opening it, like, and I'm like fucked up, like so fucked up.
Oh my God. I'm
I do that. It was iconic, but my lip kit was still on at the end, which is why I said I was wearing the Kylie lip kit. Thank you, Kylie. We know what you were doing with Tyga at 16, which is why you came out with the lip kit. And I want to thank you for that, girl. I literally have a picture that I took with my friends, like, after that event happened, and I, like, walk out of the bathroom, like, ahaha, like, lip kit's still on, like, still on and so good.
Okay, that's iconic.
That
is. Also, Kylie just sponsored us now, even though
I know.
I'm kind of, like, triggered by the Kardashians, but, like, I didn't even purchase a lip kit. I stole my sister's lip kit, and I used to rock that shit.
This wasn't even mine either. It was my friend's. Like, we live on borrowed lip kits.
For broke bitches. They're not even that expensive.
No, they're not. But, like, back then, it was, like, the it makeup item to have, for sure.
Oh, yeah. That was, like, what, 2016?
Yeah.
And I remember I would, like, overdraw my lips and be like, hey.
Yeah,
and
they same.
So bad.
So bad. I literally looked like I had wax lips every day, and I remember people would, like, be like looking at me weird at like school or something, and I'd be like like they're jealous.
Okay, that's a thought tip. Wear Kylie lip kit if you're sucking dick in the bathroom.
Yeah, wear the liner and the lipstick. You have to do both and it'll last forever. I hope my mom never hears this. Oh my god, she would literally kill me.
No, same. My mom would be like, you, my daughter, are a
celebrity. Yeah, exactly.
I also have like sucked dick in the bathroom. I did it with my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, that's hot.
Like, right before,
I love a public moment when you're like, especially when you're like with someone and you're like intimate with them and you're kind of just like feeling it and you're like, let's go. Like, let's just do it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
I got like cussed out at his friend's house one day because we like went to his friend's house just to like hang out. We were okay. Just chilling. It was like a group of like 8 people, but we were all fucked up drinking.
Uh-huh.
And I just like turned to him and I was like, let's go fuck in the bathroom. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And we go and everyone heard us.
Oh my God, stop.
And then they were like, you guys are disgusting. Like, we don't. Why? We were just hanging out. Like, the vibes are so chill.
You're like, they can be chill if you guys just pretend that it didn't happen. Like,
right. I'm like, why did you have to make it awkward?
They're yeah.
Like, you made it awkward. I was like, no, I didn't.
Honestly, good for you. Like, snaps for you. Wherever you gotta get your fuck on, you should get your fuck on. Period. I mean, as long as you don't get arrested. And as long as you don't, like, expose, like, children or, like, the elderly. But the elderly are horny, too. So no peas, period.
We have come to the end.
So, I'm so sad.
I know. But before we end this journey, this body journey, we are going to do Thought Anthem of the Week.
Okay.
So a thought anthem is something that makes you feel empowered, sexy. It can be when you are thoughting it up. It can be when you are trying to have a hot girl moment and just like really feel yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you share with the thotties what your thought anthem is and why?
My thought anthem would have to be Pretty Savage by Blackpink.
Yes!
Are you into Blackpink?
Yes,
I love them. I love them so much. And okay, that song is it. Like, Pretty Savage. It just says the whole vibe for the song in the title, you know? And it hypes you up. It hypes you the fuck up. I don't know what they're saying because I don't speak Korean, but I do know that they're saying Pretty Savage. Yeah, exactly. I do know that, like, they just know the fucking vibes. And that song really does it for me. If I'm, like, going to work and I'm like, oh, fuck, I don't want to do this, I'll, like, turn it all the way up before I go inside, you know?
To hype you up.
Exactly. Yeah, and
I have to do that all the time. That's
me too.
I'm glad I have this thought anthem playlist that's, like, curated.
Yes.
Like, it's all music that I'm like, okay.
Uh-huh.
In the zone.
Yeah.
In the mindset.
Yeah. And that one should go right on there. That one's great.
When did Blackpink blow up? That was, like, what? Last summer, kind
of? I don't know because, okay.
How long have you been into Blackpink?
I would say since like 2016, 2017. And that's kind of when they debuted. They debuted like 2015, 2014, but they do it really slowly. They do like maybe an album with like 3 songs or 2 songs at a time. Like it's really like small. So you kind of just hear one song and then that's all you have to listen to for a while until they come out with the next one.
Okay.
So it's kind of easy to get like, because you just end up following their trajectory, you know?
You're a fan.
I'm a stan. I literally love them. I'm the biggest Blackpink stan. I love all of them. They're amazing.
That's so cute. Okay, so what was the song again?
Pretty Savage.
Pretty Savage by Blackpink. The thought anthem of the...
Woo! Yay.
All right. Well, that is it for the show. Luca, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Yay. Okay, so before we... we go, do you have anything that you want to plug, your social medias, anything you want to promote? Go ahead and do that.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram, everyone. At Miss Lucca, MissLucca. Yeah, that's it. I don't really like, I mean, you can send me money if you want. That's my Miss Lucca on Venmo and Cash App. Oh my God. I mean, I plug my Venmo everywhere. Like, honestly, it's kind of shameless. But I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm not asking, you don't have to send me money, but
you should.
You should. And if you do, like, I'll post a screenshot of it on my story or something. You know, just tell me it came from here.
Okay, honestly, when your episode premieres, I'll just, like, put your Venmo.
Oh my God, I love that. Thank you so much.
If you, all you like allies out there, if you're actually an ally, you will send Lucca money.
Pay trans women.
Pay trans women, period. Lucca, I love you.
I love you. Thank you.
Icon, you definitely thank you.
Be back. Oh, I want to come back already. Yay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thotties, that is all I have for you this week. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. We have lots of big things coming soon, some big announcements coming up. Make sure you rate us, give us 5 stars, share with a friend, share with a fellow thought, check out our Patreon, do all the things, check out our Instagram. Make sure you're following at The Thought Topic on Instagram or Twitter. You can also check out Thought Topic related content on my personal TikTok. That is at CrushTonSanchez on TikTok, Instagram. You know the vibes. Thank you, y'all, so much for supporting the show, and we will see you next week.